You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
So I have with me DJ Dead Dog and UB Pasta Blaster, who together make Megatron Beast once you're like placed together, which is DB Death Blast. Could you tell me a little bit about what this project is, or maybe if this project is too ambiguous about what you yourselves do as musicians?
This is the newest one. Uh-huh. In the past, we've played as UB Dead Hog.
Mm-hmm.
We've played as Old Money Bunkers.
Yeah.
And this is the
next. That's the next step.
The next iteration of it's our new micro genre.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is abusive house music.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Do you want to explain that?
Abusive house. Pretty much it's what you just heard on the radio. It's house music, but it really beats you over the head.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. I can hear myself.
Yeah, I just cranked you up. That's because we were using that channel for some noise music. But now it's back and working. Sorry, we did miss that one last little bit you said there, which is, what is abusive house? It's house music for...
It's house music that beats you over the head, and uh-huh. It really gives you the business.
Yeah. Gives you something to cry about.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And that's your goals? That's where y'all are, what y'all are aiming for?
The idea is you should be like, it's really cathartic to dance and cry at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So if you have head trauma from being hit with a bottle flying across the room,
mm-hmm.
Then yeah, I reckon that's kind of our goal.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. And y'all have made some of your individual music as well. What do you sort of bring from that to this project?
What do you even do on your own?
it's a really, really good question. I don't know. I've kind of been getting sick of all my pedals,
uh-huh.
So I decided to just bring the one really, really bad delay pedal and mm-hmm. see if I could rid myself of my past pedals and just make noise using a delay pedal. That's what I brought to this.
I've brought my Dr. Rhythm DR5.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst drum machine ever made.
Cool.
It sounds terrible. Mm-hmm. But I like trying to make stuff that is. I've been kind of going ever since Benji's 18th birthday party,
mm-hmm.
When there was a bunch of like techno sets, and he's like, "Oh, Izzy, come play a set." So I had to try and adjust and try and not do noise and do like noise dance music. So that's
yeah.
That was so awesome, by the way. That was like one of my favorite sets that you've ever played.
Thanks.
Was at that party. It was so good.
But yeah, the idea is just trying to rather than coming from dance music and trying to make noise, I'm coming from noise and trying to make dance music.
Yeah, cool. No, that's great. That's a great idea. And so we got a bit of noise and dance, obviously. I mean, having drum machines inherently does that. But I feel like this, having two drum machines is like a nice chaotic addition to that, where they're sort of cascading in and out of timing, or, you know, some points it feels like there's a really meaningful connection between the two, and some points like there's two divergent paths that you get to decide to whether you bother to follow them on your brain or whether you just accept it all as like a wall of noise.
We haven't figured out how MIDI works yet.
No, MIDI, you know, it's a lost cause. The language is going to die at some point shortly.
Yeah.
Even though apparently they're future-proofed it like forever. Like there's like more channels on it than they even need.
Really?
So yeah, the number of pins they put in extra so that they can keep upgrading it in the future.
Oh, fuck.
So unfortunately we are stuck with MIDI even if you don't like it and you don't use it. I myself am one of those people who doesn't like it and doesn't use it, but you know, that's why noise music happens, is because some people like myself are unintelligent and don't want to learn, and we just want to hit things or plug things in loud. And so some of your aesthetic decisions when it comes to this noise, are you all usually kind of like a kind of chaotic, you just dive in and see what happens each time? Are you very intentional with some of those elements?
I think we're pretty chaotic usually.
Yeah.
We've kind of got, like, maybe we get, like, 5 minutes of structure and then it kind of devolves.
We usually end up trying to make a song and then it turns into a 1 hour, 2 hour long jam instead.
Yours noise afternoon debacle.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it will just happen where we kind of start out with a little bit of structure and then it'll go to shit.
Cool. And places that you played before, you were just talking about some of yours experimental stuff. Do you have you played at yours a bit? Like, is there other environments that you do you jam together much at home or, and things like that?
We do a lot of King of the Court jams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is really nice because it's like the creepiest vibe in Dunedin.
Cool.
So very good for noise music.
We also did. This is how we like started playing music. We would like. It was after. Like a punk gig, and we were like pretty hungover as well, so we got together and we made like like one of those hour long noise fests, and it was very,
I think we had like,
what do we call it,
it was just UB Pastor Blaster XCGD. Yeah. That was, that night was when you found your name. We were walking home from said punk gig and saw a flattened hedgehog. Very sad. DJ Deadhog.
Deadhog. Yeah.
But yeah, like, so we started out pretty much knowing each other and pretty much playing music together just by trying to shake the cobwebs off the morning after parties by playing noise music for our friends.
Yeah.
In my basement. And we've kind of migrated out from there.
Yeah. I like that idea of you know, some people can't listen to like hectic things when they have a hangover or whatever, but some people like need it, you know, like it's like what tickles your brain or something. Is that how you'll see yourself? Like, you're not isolating hangovers or like substance use or anything. I mean, more like that when you're like really tired or when you're struggling, is there a regenerative element of kind of creating noise music and doing hectic stuff that like has a positive side to it, or is it like a draining challenge, you know?
I find a lot of more hectic and more harsh noise music to be quite calming in a way. Yeah. It just kind of blocks everything else in your mind out.
Yeah.
So it's quite a nice way to have a single focus and wake up.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, cool. Cool way of looking at it. Sorry, you go.
No, it's okay. I think playing noise music gives me that positive, like uplifting feeling, but I don't know about listening to noise music after a hard night.
It's quite
different. A different vibe there.
Yeah, it's a very different thing, like being a part of a noise community or enjoying noise in a space and like seeing people do it and like engaging in it, to people who actually do sit and listen to harsh noise. Like, actually sitting and listening to harsh noise is a tough task. Like, you don't really do that. Like, if you're doing that, first of all, I'm sorry, you got something wrong with you, and like, I hope you're doing okay. But like, also, you're probably in a very specific mood that you can cater that. But actually, like, there is this kind of scene and community elements, and that doesn't necessarily mean a scene at a gig. That can just be a scene of like friends that like feel like a communal element of all being like, we all know what we like and dislike, and we can all just like do something absolutely stupidly horrific. It's just fun, and like, you just get your brain lost in the most silly, you know, I don't know, Dada art or like crazy things that you're excited about. Like, you kind of, even though it's obviously viewed from the outside lens as very pretentious, like, you can actually be like as unpretentious as you want because you're in the freedom of like stupid experimentation.
Totally.
And so for this project, have you got any plans, any ideas in the future? What's it looking like for DB Death Blast?
Oh, I mean, the name is kind of too good to let go. That was
that's true.
I came up with that in my ecology lab instead of doing ecology.
Nice. Yep.
So
it sounds like a kind of apocalyptic kind of noise grind band to me, maybe, you know?
Yeah, well, I was almost thinking like DB Decibels, you know? Some kind of, yeah.
Maybe you should, that should be the name of your noise bike.
Oh, no, the noise bike is called the Drone Mother Superior.
Oh, Drone Mother, oh, true, I forgot about that.
The idea behind that is to start a convent of drone, which is like all the drone nuns just play music, play drones from the hallway is very, very loud, and it's like, to go deaf from drone is like the holiest thing that can happen, because then you don't have to experience the drone anymore, and it's like this big sacred drone motivates these nuns.
Yeah.
And their mother superior is the Drone Mother Superior, which is this bike I'm building to have massive speakers on it to play drones at people.
Yeah. There's a lot of concepts going on here. I'm following some of them, and I appreciate all of them. I just want to say thank you for coming on and playing as well. Super, super cool to have you on the Friends of Yours show playing you. It's exciting to hear some music. I've heard that Some of you have played some shows around before, which I've always unfortunately missed, and I'd love to catch some more of y'all. Have you got anything else planned for your other projects and stuff coming up?
Oh, well firstly, just thanks so much for having us.
No worries. Us
awesome. Subject your listeners to what we do.
We've got a gig in June.
Mm-hmm.
On the 14th.
Cool. Another project. This band Rumi started out as the two of us, and we finally found a bassist.
Cool.
But it's like a kind of abstract noise rock, kraut rock, cosmic band.
Perfect.
That's still in the works, but when the poster comes out, you should get excited for it.
Yeah, cool. This is exclusive to Radio 1, this announcement.
Yeah.
Excellent. We love to hear that.
Anywhere else.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. And that pretty much brings us to the end of our Friends of Yours show. We've actually cut over into Izzy's show, which she's graciously given to us. But have you got any final words for the folk of Otipoti?
Stay tuned, because I'm Izzy Fife, and I run Action Paddle, which is a experimental-based radio show. And my guest today is DJ Deadhawk himself.
The two people in this room, my God.
Yeah.
What a twist.
We're going to play some folk music to ease your ears after tonight's ordeal.
That sounds exactly. Wonderful. Cool. Well, stay tuned for that, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Thanks, y'all.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.